everyone. Welcome to Falcon Cast. Matt Moore here next to Jay Adams. And filling in for Shockley, who is once again on the celebrity golf circuit, I believe, is Andrew Hirsch. Andrew, good to have you. Thanks for filling in. I know DJ appreciates it.
We even took his name off the intro.
Oh, we did. Shockley, you see that?
You see that? That's what happens when you go on the celebrity golf tour.
You go hit the links.
What happens.
Actually, I think Shock is doing a 24-hour takeover on the SEC network.
Yeah, he's doing something
cool for UGA, so he's doing something. I can't important. Get mad at him. Shock, I'll get your name back up there, I promise. But Andrew, thanks for stepping in. How are you doing? What's going on in the world of Andrew Hirsch these days?
Not a whole lot. Down in that time of year where not much football stuff's going on, so
no.
It's
getting
awful.
Outside, having fun.
So what we tried to do for this episode was go to Reddit, because mm-hmm. you two are very active Redditors.
Big time.
I wouldn't say very active.
Okay, so you
don't sit at home at 4 a.m. and browse Reddit.
I do. So I'm an active Redditor, yeah.
He's an active Redditor. You're a faker. So we said, Andrew, go on Reddit. We know that there's a lot of Falcons fans on Reddit. Go on Reddit and post something asking Falcons fans on Reddit what they would like for us to talk about on the podcast. And you did that.
I did that, yes.
And what happened?
The computer, their auto moderator, picked up my post as spam and deleted it.
Unbelievable. Yeah. So that's how we're treating real live boys with emotions on Reddit.
I do have lots of emotions.
Lots of emotions.
They've been hurt.
He's a real live boy, and they thought he was a robot. And so now we can't talk about anything that people wanted us to talk about on Reddit. So now we had to just
kind of
wait.
Next best thing. And let's talk about number 11. I call him, Sticks. 11.
Sticks.
Julio Jones. We want to congratulate him in being one of the top 20 players. The NFL does the top 100, and Julio made it. Deservedly so. We were kind of hoping he was being the top 10. I think he should be.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that a little bit. But, what does it mean, when the unveiling happens and, a member of the Falcons is in, a top 20 player.
I think the thing about this particular list, and we see list after list after list, is that this is a list that is voted on by players. So you're being judged by your peers, basically. And I know a lot of people have some issues with the list all the time, but, these are basically coworkers judging each other. And I think that's what makes it special for these guys when they make the list. We've seen Matt Ryan's already made it this year, and Julio will only be the second Falcon, which I also take a little bit of issue with, because I think there are some other deserved guys out there as well. But I think what makes it special is the fact that you're being ultimately put in there by players.
Right, and I think when you talk about lists like this, there's always so much room for controversy, and most of the time there's going to be a lot of debate. But I think when you talk about someone like Julio and you say he's a top 20 player, I don't think any reasonable person out there would disagree. I mean, he's just been that good.
Yeah, he has, and I'm with Matt. I think he should be higher.
Julio's an interesting because from the moment he stepped foot in Flowery Branch, you could tell there was something special about him. And I would say the same thing with Matt Ryan, who was also on the list. But with Julio, Jay, we knew from day one when he walked in the building. And then the first time we saw him play in a practice, you're like, we've got something good here. And it was worth going up and getting him in that. But and I'll say the same thing. When we start posting, you see it socially, you do as well, Andrew. And video-wise, for me, when Julio is the subject of your post or your video, it kind of goes to another level, doesn't it?
Yeah, the fan reaction to Julio is certainly off the charts. And, we all remember the trade that Thomas Dimitroff pulled off to go up and get him in 2011. And you think about the things that Julio was up against that first year. He did the combine with a broken foot. Mm-hmm. He comes into the league during a lockout and can't work with his coaches or teammates or anything like that for the first couple of months that he's with the Falcons. I mean, it was kind of a tough year for him, and I think he responded really well that first year. I think that was a product of the maturity that this guy's got, and we saw that. I mean, recently when he's like, yeah, I'm not holding out because that's a selfish thing to do. So I think there's so many things to like about Julio. It's very easy to like him. He's a dynamic star player who's fun to watch, but he's also in the year or in the era of kind of a more prima donna wide receiver. he doesn't seem to be buying into that whole stereotype.
Not at all, and we saw it with not just what he said about potential holdup, but the way he reacted to that question. It was just, you know, he was not messing around. He was telling the truth, and you can really tell when you speak to him that, you know, winning really is the most important thing, and you see it with guys dating back, you know, decades, wide receivers. They have that reputation, and he is not that way at all.
No.
Hey, Andrew, what you're out at practice more than Jay and I are so far. Mm-hmm. What do you see? How do you see Julio fitting in to the Shanahan offense?
I think you just plug him in. You just say go. I don't think there's a whole lot you need to say to him, given just his natural abilities. And when you talk about practice, what we've had so far with no pads, you know, it's kind of hard to be entertained, I guess, in a certain way with what these guys are doing. But when you see Julio on the field, you can just kind of tell, especially when we had the fans in for minicamp, there's this little extra buzz going on, and you see it. There's that highlight of him at warm-ups a few years ago where he made that big one-handed leap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, that doesn't exactly mean a whole lot's going to happen in the game, but it just kind of speaks to his natural ability and just his star power here in Atlanta.
My headphone just broke, if you're wondering.
Bosek, we can't get better headphones over here?
This came out of Bosek's, like, yeah. Boom Sorry box.
Meanwhile, guy on the couch, not impressed at all. We don't have a camera, but just iPadding away over there.
It's very good, very good. I was going to bring that catch up with Julio. That was one of the coolest things sick. Ever. And you know what, another thing, and it's one of my favorite pictures of all time. It was after, you know, the dramatic victory over the Seahawks in the playoffs. People remember Matt Bryant's kick and everything, but what you don't remember is, you know, the Seahawks had a chance to throw a Hail Mary to win it, and Julio ends up making the interception. And the shot, his feet are like in everyone else's shoulders. I mean, his vertical on that play was one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
And that's the thing about him is that he is just so freakishly athletic that you are constantly wondering what is this guy going to do next. And that's the thing about somebody of his caliber is you try to find those places where, you know, he can contribute, whether it's on offense or whether it's at times on prevent defense. I mean, it's amazing. I think he might have like two interceptions, if I'm not mistaken. Or at least he's got one interception, one pass breakup. But, I mean, it's just amazing what this guy can do. Right. You don't see many like him, and that's why, you know, we said this a lot during the Tony Gonzalez years, is enjoy what you're seeing, because this is not the type of player that comes around often, and I think Julio fits that category completely. Enjoy what you're seeing out of Julio Jones, because it is really, really something to watch him. And is this that play, Bosek, where he goes sky high?
Oh, nice.
It's amazing. Cool. I mean, the guy is just incredible, and I really think that you need to cherish these moments that you're watching right now.
Well, definitely want to congratulate Julio for being on the list, and can't wait to see what's ahead. I'm very excited, like you said, plug him in and let him go. I think that's going to be a lot of fun to watch in this new offense.
I just really think that this is going to be a gigantic year for him.
Yeah.
I mean, he set all kinds of records last year, but I think he could top that this year.
And even though the team's going to be a little bit more balanced and not as much pass-heavy, I think that really could help him in the long run. You
Absolutely.
Get more of a running game. I mean, you look at the tape the last few years, the defenses against the Falcons weren't exactly stacking the box.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you talk about Roddy was banged up a little bit. You know, Tony Gonzalez retired, and the teams were just focusing on Julio, and it didn't really matter.
He
breaks records, and now you talk about, you know, a potentially much more dangerous running game, and you think that's going to open things up for him, especially when you're talking about the vertical offense and really getting him deep down the field. It's going to be pretty great.
And imagine it if you can keep Matt Ryan more upright than he's been the past 2 years. Imagine what that's going to do for your passing offense, and particularly Julio. I mean, there's a lot of yards that were left out on the field in the last 2 years. Specifically last year by him. And I think, you know, he could, if you keep Matt upright, I mean, there's no limit to what this guy can do.
All right. Well, let's get to the break with Bosek. Mr. Brian Bosek, happy 4th of July weekend to you. What do you got for us, my friend?
After Julio Jones, of course, who is the most talented wide receiver in the NFL?
That's the other debate that stirs up, you know, not to the top 100, but who's the best receiver in the league?
Well, and here's the thing is, like, so Nate Burleson, a former player, just ranked Julio number 5 out of the best wide receivers playing right now, and I don't know. I don't agree.
Right.
I'll say this.
I think he should be higher.
Yeah, I think there's a group of three that you can really make the case for who's the best, and I think Julio's in that discussion. I would say the other two would be Dez Bryant and Calvin Johnson.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Those three guys together are just so ridiculously productive, and I think you can maybe even throw Antonio Brown in there too.
Yeah, definitely.
But those guys really leap off the page for me. I mean, I would say the most talented. Who's the guy that you would want to have on your team at wide receiver other than Julio Jones? I think the answer is Calvin Johnson.
Yep.
And we also forgot AJ Green.
AJ Green too. Oh gosh.
Well. So yeah, that's there at five, and you know. For Julio to be number five, I don't think is the worst thing. Just because those other four guys are, you know, the people on their podcast today are saying, "Wow, no, this guy's better than Julio." Yeah.
Well,
James.
I just have a very clear bias. That's all.
All right, what else you got, Mr. Bosak?
If you could have any animal as a non-threatening pet, what would you want it to be?
So we go all Julio Jones up to this point, and then we hit the brakes with the old non-threatening pet question. Does the animal itself have to be non-threatening, or can it be a threatening animal that you train?
But this one's nice.
It could be a threatening animal and be trained. Mm. So if you got an alligator, it's not going to come out and attack you.
Yikes! That would be such a bad idea.
It would be.
You know, our old friend Reed Farron was telling me about this documentary he watched about. I think it's called like The Grizzly Man.
Yeah.
Isn't this guy who went and like lived with grizzly bears?
Yeah, yeah. There's
and
a
then
guy that's
spoiler alert. Too. Spoiler alert, the grizzly ain't. So, I am going to stay away from the crazy animalistic animals, I would say. I'm going to go with the an old favorite here on the podcast is the kangaroo.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd love to have a kangaroo. Hey, although, an angry kangaroo can really do some damage.
Would you fit in the pouch?
Would I fit in the pouch? Yeah. No, but I would certainly try.
You tied this into Julio because he actually showed us that he had a friend that had a kangaroo.
Julio Jones knows a person with a kangaroo. It's true. It's a true story.
It's funny you said the bear thing. That made me think when I was a kid, there was like a neighbor and she had like a permit to have a pet monkey.
Oh, really?
And it was adorable. You know, it had a diaper. It wore a diaper. It was so funny. I was like, the pet monkey. It ripped her face off. One day, just like completely like... Went off the deep end one day.
Somebody who got their face ripped off by a monkey?
Oh, yeah. She had to have, massive surgery and everything, yeah. So, you can't say pet monkey or it could turn on you.
Well, my answer is...
Wait a minute. I have so many questions for him.
My answer would be an orangutan. I've always, since I was a little kid, wanted an orangutan.
Segue into getting your face.
And you don't like your
face.
Well,
okay, so you've got one case.
Can we not learn from this?
Okay, think about how many dogs, you know.
Don't get me started.
You got one bad case.
For those of you who don't know, Jay, big animal actors, you got to be careful when you talk about dogs.
Yes.
Andrew, have you seen Dustin Checks In?
I was actually going to mention that. That was one of my favorite movies growing up. It was the movie I always watched when I was sick.
Wait, is that the one where he's the bellhop?
Yes.
Yeah. The monkey is the bellhop?
And with, ever since I saw
guy
that
from
movie.
Friends? Matt LeBlanc?
Yeah. Oh, no, it was...
Or no, that
Jason.
Was the one where he
George,
was the he was the monkey with
Seinfeld.
The pitcher.
Seinfeld, George Costanza. What's his name?
What was the one where
Jason
the monkey
Alexander.
Was the pitcher?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
There was one where a monkey was a pitcher.
Oh,
with Matthew
baseball
Perry?
Pitcher.
Yeah,
something.
Matthew
yeah.
Perry. Yeah.
Are you thinking of Air Bud?
That's a dog. That's a golden retriever. Close though.
Bosak, favorite animal movie? Is that Dunstan Checks In?
That's a good one. Air Bud's a classic.
Air Bud's a classic.
On top of my head, I go with Air Bud.
Not Beethoven.
You have
Beethoven.
A favorite?
Oh,
Beethoven.
Beethoven.
Beethoven 4.
I think it's got to be Dunstan Checks In. I was going to bring that up right before.
I'm going with Homeward Bound. Homeward. That movie made me cry.
Marley and Me. Do you tear up?
Oh,
no,
I couldn't.
Cry, I cry on that one, Bosak. My animal, I don't know what my animal would be. I think I'm going to go. I like the kangaroo answer. That's a good one.
Yeah, I would love a kangaroo. That would be really cool. But you got to. They have talons. So you got to be careful of that.
All right. Bosak, what's your animal going to be?
I'm going to go with a polar bear.
You just proved you know nothing about polar bears, and you are unfit to own them. I don't care if you train the polar bear.
How are you getting his environment that he needs to live in?
Yeah, are you living?
They worked in Lost on the island. They had polar bears there, so I could work in Georgia.
Do you? Yeah. Do you live on the Lost Island?
I'll move there.
That's going to be a problem. Because another spoiler alert, they were dead.
All right. Was it? Is that what happened? Yeah. I never seen Lost.
I think.
I don't want to watch it.
So. I don't want to give spoilers.
I'm still confused.
I said spoiler alert.
Okay.
So that's all you have to say is spoiler alert. And then
yeah, but you didn't give them much time.
You can say anything you want. Or you can say, with all due respect, and you can say anything you want.
Bosek, video of the week. I'm excited about this. The title is Friendly Driver. So let's see what you got here.
Just a friendly drive.
Friendly drive down the highway. Still just a, still, oh, just things are getting not so friendly. Oh, I heard about this.
To say hi to him.
I haven't seen this, but I heard about this.
Old friend.
Yeah. And I'm guessing some instant karma.
Now he's going to text. Picture. Oh! Let's take that.
You dummy.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Great.
Guy deserves it.
That's just...
What was he going to take a picture of?
Probably his face. I don't know.
I love it. I love it.
His face, too, was good.
There's put another the one where like a truck is behind this lady.
Yes.
And he comes by and he's like, you... Yeah. And then
he ran right into a damn guardian. A darn guardian.
You can say that on the Falcon cast. That's no problem at all. We'll allow that. Well, this has been a good Falcon.
Not too loosey-goosey.
You got anything else for us, Bosek?
I don't.
Bosek, do you shoot fireworks on 4th of July? You a big firework guy?
No, they're illegal in Illinois, so...
Not here. I'm in Georgia.
It hadn't stopped me in the 30-plus years of living in Georgia when they've been illegal.
Can we start the season, please? My God. Also, Herschel Walker's not going to be in camp.
For now.
Aw, back.
I hate you. We'll see you next week.